Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fan Hotline brought to you by Red Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. We welcome in Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com. Jeff, good morning. How's everything?
Fine, guys. How you doing?
Great. Thank you so much for taking some time to join us. You know, we'll get started and talk about the Bengals offense just a little bit, if you would. Local guy, Tyler Boyd, Pitt guy from Clareton High School right here in Pittsburgh. How much better does he make the Bengals offense that he gives you dual threats, multiple threats whenever he's playing well?
He's been terrific. I mean, he's really been a shot in the arm, especially with Tyler Eifert going out and Giovanni Bernard being down. You know, you can put Tyler in the slot. You can put him at a receiver. He's probably their emergency quarterback. You guys saw him do it. Marvin Lewis's dad saw him do it. I would rave to Marvin about this kid down in Clareton. So he's given a bit, you know, he's given a huge lift to this offense, especially with Eifert and Bernard being out. And he's going to have to be big against his hometown Sunday.
Has Andy Dalton been that much better for this team to get off to the start that it has this year, Jeff?
Well, he was good last year, and he's been good the last couple of years. I think quarterbacks are even better when the stuff around him is going bad, and I thought Andy showed that in 16 and 17. He kept him in the league, you know. But he's been good. There's no question he's been better this year. I think Bill Lazor, the offensive coordinator, the offensive coordinator, he came up with a new playbook. He is not in the Jay Gruden playbook now. He's in the Lazor's put together a compilation of where he's been, kind of a little cross between Coryell and some Chip Kelly stuff. But he's really he's emphasized Andy's strengths, which is getting the ball out of his hand quickly, and he's so good at the line of scrimmage, changing plays and, you know, deciding whether to run or whether to pass. There's no question he's playing back. I think he's back to that 2015 level where he was an MVP candidate before he broke his hand on Tuitt's knee.
Jeff Hobson, Bengals.com, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Do the Bengals feel like they escaped with one against Miami, or they feel like it was a good defensive effort? How would you categorize that win?
They've escaped all year. I think every team in the league right now that's winning is escaping, because all these things are 3 points, 7 points. But there's no question they dodged a bullet. I mean, they're down 17-3, and Miami is staring at a third and a foot late in the third quarter. And if they run Frank Gore there, they probably win 27-10. But they passed it. It was incomplete. And the Bengals, you know, I think you have to credit them, really bowed their back and came up with that great fourth quarter. You know, I think that's what makes this team different than other past Bengals teams is when the fourth quarter comes, they don't go away. They stand up. And, you know, I think they've scored 56 points in the fourth quarter this year, and they had 68 all last year. And certainly that's been a thread in the Steeler rivalry. Since they put 16 points on the Steelers in the fourth quarter in the wild card game, they've come up with seven in the four games since then. They've only scored a touchdown. They've been shut out in three of those games in the fourth quarter. I think the fourth quarter is big Sunday.
What's the buzz in Cincinnati, Jeff, around this team and this game in particular? Are people looking at it tentatively like, oh boy, here come the Steelers and they always win at Paul Brown? Or are they looking at it as, hey, the Bengals have a chance to prove why they're the top team in the division this year?
Sure, that's how the folks in Cincinnati look at it. They're 17-3 since they built Paul Brown. I think Ben's lost there twice, but Ben's like a presidential candidate. If you win Ohio, you win the presidency. So Ben should be king. I think the club sees it differently, though. I think it's a different team. You know, teams change. You know, this is not the 2015 team. I think there are 30 players on this team that began their NFL careers after Jeremy Hill fumbled the ball. I think that's big. Certainly that's the way this team is playing. This team is playing with no fear in the fourth quarter.
Will Geno Atkins stun a bunch? Will he just come straight forward? Will the Steelers try to double-team him? Those are all questions, but if he just wants to try to take over a game, what are some of the things that have just blown you away by his just brute strength?
Well, I mean, I go back to 2012 down there when the Bengals had to beat the Steelers to go to the playoffs. I think he had two and a half sacks. I mean, so what makes Geno so good is, you know, you can't block him with one guy. You got to use two, and that opens up the ends. But he made a play the other day. They didn't have time to double team him. They didn't have time to do anything. The ball was snapped, and he was gnawing on Tannehill's knee. I mean, it's he's so quick. Geno's so quick. But then, you know, this is a hell of a matchup because on the other side you get T.J. Watt, who's got six sacks too, and he's having a hell of a year. That's going to be interesting to see who comes out of this thing.
Jeff Hobson, senior writer for Bengals.com, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Is there always, or at least going back to the playoff game a couple of years ago, an underlying fear with Bengals fans that Vontaze Burfict could go off at any point in time and cost his team a game?
I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know. I think the fans are fans, and they have their opinions, and there's a lot of them when it comes to Burfict. But, you know, it's funny. Burfict is they've played more game in the last, really since he made the Pro Bowl in 13, they've played more games without him, and they've really had to adjust to being without him. And because, you know, he's either been suspended or he's been hurt. And then you forget how good of a player he is, and then boom, all of a sudden you see him play, and that's what he did against Miami. The guy's a factor. He's a hell of a player. They're trying to keep him on the field. I mean, he hadn't practiced since training camp. He hurt his ankle early in training camp. He surfaces, boom, plays 34 snaps. Looks like he never left. You know, he's the classic guy who rolls out of a snowbank in February and hits 310. You know. So the fact they got him is just a huge lift.
Yeah, we know all about rolling out of a snowbank, hitting 310. We're the flagship home of your Pittsburgh Pirates, so that happens all the time for guys around here.
Pie trainer from Framingham, Mass. By the way, that's my hometown.
One of our co-hosts from Keene, New Hampshire, and he'll tell you all about it. So.
Yes, sir. Well, so will I, but I know you don't have the time.
No, we hear about it too much. Last thing for you, is this the year Marvin wins a playoff game?
I don't know, man. If I had if I could see the future, I probably wouldn't fool around with football.
You'd be in Nevada, right?
I try to take a shot at the midterms. But, I think I like this team. I like this team. I also like Pittsburgh's team. I love J.J. Schuster. You know, I love Juju Schuster. He kind of reminds me of T.J. Houshmandzadeh. You know, I love Connor. What a great story that is. I love Connor and Boyd, two great friends from Pitt, you know, playing against each other. I like both clubs. I say this, fellas, this is the 98th game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll make this prediction. The 100th Steelers-Bengals game will be in the playoffs this year.
Oh, whoa. I wonder if Joey Porter will run on the field and cause havoc. Anyway, Jeff Hobson, Bengals.com.
Great stuff.
Jeff, we thank you so very much. It's been great. We'll chat again.
Thanks again, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, all right, Jeff. You too. Hey, Colony, sit down. You just got in the room. You were doing some stuff. The guy we just talked to, Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com.
He used to write for the Portland Press Herald in Maine.
Boom! There it is!
Framingham, Massachusetts, he said. His hometown.
Framingham, Mass.
He wanted to pass it along. And we told him we had a guy from Keene. He said, I know it well.
Yeah, he should know me. I remember him. No, I remember the guy. I mean, I worked there for 6 or 7 years.
Okay.
I remember him covering the Patriots.
He should know me.
That's a drop. Drop from now on.
Reminds me of the time whenever, who was it? The opening day, fought through 5,000 people to say hi to Jim Colony, Sean McDonough.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm standing there on the field. Yeah, there's 5,000 people. I'm standing next to, like, major league players.
Right.
And I think I was talking to maybe Kutch, and I'd see Sean McDonough fighting through the crowd. I think, oh, he's got to talk to Kutch. Jim Colony! Jim! Come here, my man!
He should know me.
Yes! Jim Colony blew him
off.
He
might not know my name, but, oh, Sean?
Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
Like Sean's one of my favorite guys. He's maybe the most underrated national announcer there is. He's terrific.
What about Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com?
He's solid.
Yeah, pretty good stuff.
He's solid. He'd look at me and go, oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't know my name, probably.
Yeah, well, only the
I don't know if he was a big
few.
Kiss 108 listener.
Yeah. What about Jim Shorts? You remember that guy?
Yeah, Steve McDonald from Providence.
Uh-huh. There he is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.